Bobby Emmons. Music and memories. More music. Pow. Pow. Power.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
I get around the Beach Boys here on WIBG, and Brian Wilson is our very special guest. Brian, we mentioned the album Surfer Girl a while back in the interview, and on that album you had a song called Surfer's Rule, and at the end of the song there was a little bit of a dig against the Four Seasons.
Right.
Did you feel like you were in competition with the Four Seasons?
Yeah, I did. I thought we were, and I did that just to goose them, you know, so they can make better records. It was not really a rival thing at all. They were two distinct, different kinds of things, you know, and I don't think it's really right to compare one thing to another. I don't believe in it.
Well, what do you say we give a listen to that song, Surfer's Rule? And if you have not heard the song before, pay special attention to the very end. Here we go.
It's a genuine fact that the surfers rule.
Seasons, you better believe it. The Surfer's Rule right here on WIBG. And speaking of the great surfing sounds of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson is my very special guest. Brian, in 1965, you recorded a song called California Girls, and I read somewhere that you said that was your masterpiece. You loved the intro on that song, and you thought it was the best song you ever produced.
Well, the intro, of course, is forever. You know, I mean, it's like, it'll never grow old. You know what I mean? It really won't. And I wrote that song at an apartment of mine, and I didn't really know how I was going to produce it till I got to the studio. And then I decided to put Carl through the console board instead of out in the studio part, you know, mm-hmm. where they mix where the tape recorders are. And he played, he really played a beautiful intro on that. It's called Rickenbacker 12-string.
Yeah, the Rickenbacker 12-string is such a great instrument. Let's give that tune a listen. The Beach Boys, California Girls. Girls with my very special guest, Brian Wilson. Brian, of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention Pet Sounds.
Oh my gosh. Pet Sounds is like a legendary album. People love it, Pet Sounds, you know? Like Sgt. Pepper. I mean, you know, they're two different kinds of things. You know, it's really not really right to compare the Beatles to the Beach Boys. I don't think that's cool, mm-hmm. you know? Because each of those groups have a good distinctive sound.
Obviously, you know, I definitely agree with that. And Brian, the first single that hit the top 40 on that album was a song called Caroline No. It came out with just your name on it, not the Beach Boys, just said Brian Wilson. And it was actually a bigger hit than God Only Knows.
People actually, know it was. You know, I didn't think about that for a while. But yeah, we cranked that one out really fast. It took like a half hour.
Well, it may have only taken a half hour, but it has definitely left a lasting impression on me and so many others. Let's give it a listen. Caroline No with my very special guest, Brian Wilson.
Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to know? How could you lose that? Never change, but it's so sad to watch a sweet thing die. Oh, Caroline, why could I ever find in you again the things that made me love you so much then? Could we ever bring them back once they have gone? Oh, Carolina.
Carol, I Know, a top 40 hit for Brian Wilson from 1966. And also from 66, Brian, you had another top 40 hit, although a lesser hit, surprisingly, because this song has definitely gone on to become a rock and roll standard, God Only Knows. Tell us about that song.
God Only Knows was inspired by Tony Asher, my friend Tony. He said, I want to write a song called God Only Knows. And I said, well, let's do it. And I start playing chords, and he goes, hey, wait, stop. Play that again. And I said, sure. And he goes, I may not always love you. And he goes, go on, let me hear more chords. And then he put his arms there, you know what I mean, throughout the whole song. And we got it done in like 45 minutes. I swear to God.
Wow, that's incredible. Brian, let's give that great tune a listen. God Only Knows, my very special guest, Brian Wilson, along with the Beach Boys here on WIBG.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be.
God Only Knows, and stay tuned. I'll be right back with more great musical memories from Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys.